joining us in our One Buffalo studio. Bills Wildcat quarterbacks, all-around offensive specialist, Joe Webb is in studio with us. Joe, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Which position would you like to be referred to? Quarterback, Wildcat? I know you work with receivers once in a while, right?
Yeah, just pretty much wherever coach put me.
Now, have you been playing all those positions since Pop Warner?
Yeah, I play a little bit of tight end, offensive lineman, Pop Warner. And I mean, high school, I played, quarterback with my main position, receiver. In college, played quarterback, receiver. Mm-hmm. When I played receiver, my quarterback was Sam Hunt. I don't know you guys.
I remember.
But, yeah, man, I've been moving around all my life.
Moving around in the NFL from Minnesota to Carolina here to Buffalo. And we were talking before we come on the air, Joe. I remember you playing in a game up in Minnesota. Donald played in that game, 2010. Bills at Vikings. Arthur Motes puts a pretty good hit on Brett Favre. He leaves the game. You come in and you started a couple of games after that, right, in place of Brett Favre. You essentially ended his – well, Arthur Motes put him out, but you replaced him after that long streak.
Yeah, man.
I did that. I ended his career.
Yeah. No, you didn't end his career.
Yeah, he had a good bragging rights there. But Brett Favre, he's a great guy. I hate to see that happen to him then, but Motes put a good hits on him, mm-hmm. and, that was all she wrote.
What about that experience with Brett Favre? What did you pick up from playing under him, with him on the same
team? I picked up a lot from Brett. He taught me the game, taught me how to watch film, pick up different tendencies from the defense. Just watching the way he played through the game, the mm-hmm. way he handled different situations and adversity. It was an honor to see.
Yeah, you played with some all-time greats. You also played with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, what man. Peterson, he's a human horse. Mm-hmm. He's going to run real hard, man. He's going to try to grain every blade of grass.
Yeah.
When you left there and went to Carolina, that's when I assume you came under the attention of these Bills guys, McDermott and Brandon Bean, right? Did you have a relationship with McDermott on the other side of the ball when you were down there in the Vikings?
Oh, yes. Brandon Bean, he was one of the reasons why I came in Charlotte. And then I connected with McDermott by me doing scout team stuff. I would give defensive looks, and we kind of grew a relationship there. And I love it here, man. They told me to come over. I came over, and I love it.
I mean, it has to feel like you came over here, you had – and then you came before Calvin Benjamin, right? Did you come before?
Yeah, you were here beginning of September.
When you got here, you had a few other guys like Leonard Johnson, like Mike Tolbert, these guys that came up from Carolina. So it had to help out with your transition coming here.
Yeah, those guys, man, we always joking and playing. So when I first got here, that was the first thing they did, joked and played around with me, made me feel welcome. And then, all the other guys from Buffalo, they came in, welcomed me with open arms, and like I said, man, it's an honor and a privilege to play here, and I love it.
Joe, you played all 15 games in Carolina's NFC Championship year, right? What was your role there? Was it mostly special teams that season?
Yeah, special teams, receiver. I have certain plays at quarterback also, but they're pretty much, man, all around road. Anything I try to do just to get on the field.
Is it difficult to make a career for yourself without having one position? I mean, you're 8 years into this now. And
Well, when I first got in the NFL, all I heard was the more you could do, the better. Yeah, the more you could do, the better.
Now so, you're like, look, I'm trying to settle in on something.
Yeah, man. So the more you can do, the better. So that's all I try to do.
It is the more you can do, the better. But at the same time, you can't really – just practice one thing and really master one position, because you never know, we might need you at quarterback this week, or we need you at receiver this week, kick returner, running back, whoever, who knows?
Yeah, whatever. I always work all of my craft, whether it be receiver, quarterback, special teams, whatever I didn't work during practice, I stay out to practice and work that, mm-hmm. So if I'm working quarterback 1 week, I stay out of practice, get my routes, get my catches, and vice versa for other positions. But I've been doing it for so long, like I've been doing it since high school, college, it kind of like second nature to me.
Who do you meet with? You must meet with special teams and then, right?
Everybody, man. Special team, quarterback, receiver. I jump around from room to room.
Really?
I had to have a hall pass, you know, walking through the halls. So.
Do they call you into certain meetings, certain weeks? I mean, special teams is a given, but do they say, look, we need you with the quarterbacks this week, or look, we need you with the receivers this week?
I try to, you know, just go in different rooms, you know, depending on what we have going on with the meetings and stuff.
Coach, I gotta go to the other meeting.
Probably go home. They figured in the other meeting.
Coach, I gotta go to this other meeting, man. Sorry about that.
We're talking with Joe Webb, Bill's quarterback. And tell us how this started last week with the Wildcat look. How long were you guys practicing that before you got into that last Sunday against New England?
You know, we just try to find ways, you know, to give the defense different looks. McDermott just came to me and said, hey, man, we're gonna try to work you in. And you know, so I had my certain plays, and you know, I just had to go in there and execute.
You had the one play that was inches away from being a tremendous play, the pass to Traveris Cadet. Can you talk about that play a little bit and how close that was, and maybe what you looked at it when you looked at it?
Yeah, that's one play I wish I could have back. Cadet, he's a great guy. He's a fast player, man. We missed that connection, but I'm sure we would have another one late on in the road.
Did you get excited? It looked like you got excited and just put too much on the ball.
Yeah, I did get excited. You know,
he was wide open.
Yeah, but, you know, we continue to practice. That's what practice is for, you know. Continue to work on it. And, all you could do is get better.
You also had a run. I think it was 22 yards out of the Wildcat. And you almost bobbled the snap a little bit. And I was wondering if that almost helped as far as the timing of the linebackers looking and saying, what's he doing? Is he handing off or what here?
Just try to get them different looks, you know, even if, you know, that's what
you did that on purpose. You bobbled it on purpose. That's what he's trying to tell us.
No.
I bobbled that on purpose. You know what I mean? So they wouldn't know where I'm going.
It worked though.
Yeah, whatever you got to do, man, to confuse the defense.
You can't tell us secrets, but I'm going to assume we have not seen the end of the Wildcat work, right, for you.
Yeah, some people call it a wildcat. You know, some of my teammates, they call it a wild spider. I prefer a wild spider. You know, wildcat, you know, it started in Miami. You know, it started with Runner Brown and running backs and stuff. But I'm not a true runner back, so I don't call it a wildcat. I call it a wild spider.
Why wild spider?
Spider web, man.
Now, you know, we heard you are very entertaining on the sideline during the games.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, my teammates, they get the best of me on game day. You know, during the week, you know, I'm more chill, more relaxed. But game day, you know, you got to turn it to an animal. So, you know, when you're on the field, you know, your guys, they see your energy and they feed off of your energy. So mm-hmm. I just try to bring as much energy as I can during the game.
You ever feel like you're running out?
Hey,
like, yeah. Coach, hold on, I've been celebrating on the sideline. You going to put me in now? I have no energy to go in the game.
Well, you can't run out, man. You can't run out. Can't run out of energy. So, y'all, you got to just keep on pushing yourself. That's when you got to dig deep, you know, within your soul and let your teammates know that, hey, man, I'm here for you guys.
You've walked right into this team and become, pretty popular among your teammates. Is that the way it's gone for you? Everywhere you've been in the NFL? Like, you seem like you fit in right away when you walked in here.
I just love the game of football. You know, I have a passion for it, and I have a great passion for it. And, I'm going to continue to love it until my last snap is played, you know. And I'm going to let the other guys know, hey, man, this game will come to an end one day.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to enjoy it. You want to have fun with it while you can, because once it's over and once you got to hang up your pads and your shoulder and your helmet, then that's it.
Did you always have that outlook on it? Or, you know, because when we all came in the game in the beginning, you had this thought, I want to play forever, you know. But the more you play and the longer you're in, you're like, it's going to come to an end, you know. So I need to make sure I don't take this stuff for granted. So did you have that outlook from the beginning when you came in 2010?
No, man, I did not. You know, I came in, you know, everybody have their open eyes. Oh, man, I'm in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm Brett Favre right here, man. You know, I'm just – so I had the gloomy look and just amazed, you know, just thankful to be in the NFL. But the more years, you know, you play and the more you see, you know, guys, getting – retiring, you know, guys you play with and things like that. And, mm-hmm. and the more you see, the more you start to think about it. But, right now, man, you know, I'm enjoying it, man. Yeah. So, no, I'm just continue to roll.
Now, you came out in 2010. Did you play in the Senior Bowl?
I did.
You did. So, we played in the same game. Didn't even.
Who'd you play for? Did you play in the same team?
He was on the South.
South.
I was on the North.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I was on the
you
team.
You played on the North?
Yeah, I was on the team with Marty Gilliard.
Yeah, I remember.
With Antonio Brown, all of us. We were receivers on the North.
Yeah, we lost that game.
Yeah, y'all lost that game. Come on, man. And he was on the team with Tebow.
Oh, you know, wow.
Yeah,
a lot of egos
on the team.
We didn't have no chemistry, man.
What?
No,
did Tebow get all the – look, we did these – we had this autograph signings, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you got all – I mean, it was thousands of people in the big convention center down there. And Tebow – had the line, his line was out the door. Like, man, this dude, Tebow, I saw one sign that said, God's gift to football. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. It was crazy. But that was a fun week, though, down in Mobile.
It was.
Or you probably were down there.
Not that year, 2010. I was not there.
Oh, okay.
Joe, we got our first snowfall here in Orchard Park today. You played 4 years in Minnesota. This is nothing compared to Minnesota snow and Minnesota cold, right?
It's nothing, man. But yeah, I tell you what, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to make a snow angel. I'll probably make a cup of snowman. You know, I'm going to enjoy this snow while I can because, I mean, I love the snow.
We were talking on air. You know, we played up in Minnesota. That game, it was cold. It had to be November, December. And it was cold here, you know. And I'm from New Jersey, right? Yeah. So I came here. I'm like, man, it's cold in Buffalo. We went to Minnesota. And when we got off the plane, it was like, yo, this is cold
it's
up
cold.
Here.
It's
a cold, different
man.
Feeling.
I catch myself driving down the street and my gas tank is on E. And I see the gas station. I don't want to stop at the gas station. I'm just going to keep going. It's too cold.
It's too cold to pump gas.
Yeah.
You're going to run out of gas.
You're going to run out of gas.
You're sitting in the cold.
Joe, thanks for this. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us and continued success.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot. Joe Webb joining us in studio. Bills. Quarterback, they're not going to call a Wildcat anymore, right? Spider Cat.
You know, I know we're about to get off air, but we got this suite in, and it was about your love for UAB.
UAB, baby, go Blazers. Bahamas Bowl, we coming.
We're back with the Morning One with the John Murphy Show from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Oh, man.